The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Network. And I am so happy to say, yes, The Truth is Funny new website is out. I just wanted to thank all of you for your patience and for sending in. Please do, as I said in my newsletter, please do send in if you have any things that you don't understand on the site or whatever. This is my fourth website in my career. And what I have found out about websites is that they're really, really challenging for the person who it's about and for the people that in the background that have to make that happen, because they have to be invested in the structure and how is that going to work. And me, to be able to provide them with that, I have to have a clear idea of what I'm going to be doing 2 years from now with these programs so that we can set it up properly. And so what happened with us is we got way ahead of ourselves in setting up the background, the back, because the programs are all like, it's just coming out. It's just flowing now. And so a lot of what is on the front is being held up now by me finalizing things, because I've been waiting to get a little bit of feedback from you in the processes. And so I want to just explain it a little bit to you, because during this time of COVID, it can be very challenging to do simple tasks in business that you weren't anticipating to take as long. And I'm finding that I talk to people in business all around the world, and a lot of people are finding this. Some people, like, part of what I wanted to talk about today also, it's Tales from the Vector. And I have so much news to share. It's just crazy. It's so exciting. But the Tales from the Vector deck is totally complete. The paintings are complete. They're all scanned. Stuart Bish, who is the owner of the photography place that did all the scanning for me, they required a special camera that could handle paintings that big, and also the cameras. He needed to use more than one camera to catch the light reflections off them, because they have so much crystal energy and crystals on them. So he is right now cataloging them, and oh my God, he's like, ah, like, and it's funny with the dragons, when everybody that's ever tried to package them, I say try to, because the dragons don't cooperate. It's like herding cats. And they have their own timeline. I can't say, oh, I'm going to do this or that with them until I know. And so neutrality is my final painting of the deck. And they just didn't, it wasn't coming out. I finished it back in October. And then because of the restrictions coming down again, and because Stuart is also the person that does the photography for all the high schools in Penticton, you can't even imagine what he went through for the yearbooks. and so I was, you know, he had to be so careful about the comings and goings in his business. So all of these little things that were happening back in October, November, December, I'm finding that in the last week, I've had a lot of very frustrated people, frustrated in business, and this is what they're expressing. And what I have, I worked on it for myself, and I worked on it for quite a few others. I've had sessions with teachers and also with a business owner from Europe and also one in the States. And we're all kind of finding this, that it's good to have high standards, and it's good to have, like, we all have kind of like a place where we know when we're super strong, and when we know when we're in our element, and we know kind of in our daily work, we need to get this much done, and then this much done, and then this much done to be able to complete a job that we, or a goal that we set out to accomplish. And so what was coming up is that it's really important to recognize that you can sort of test if you know how to test by now. And if not, you can read my website and you can take my new program, which will, I've got to talk about that in a minute too. But once you start realizing that it maybe isn't just all you, that you're not losing your touch, you're not, you know, it could be that. So you want to test it. Okay. So, because a lot of people are isolated right now, and a lot of people, like, don't forget that there are a lot of people out there, and like my team at Transformation Talk Radio and I, and like the grocery store people, there's been a lot of people that have come to work every single day through this, every single day. And I'm finding that some of those people are kind of like reaching a point where they just don't have as much patience, which is totally understandable. And so I found that when I energetically shifted my clients this this past week, to just understand that there's several things. There's astrological influences with Mercury in retrograde, which causes communication problems anyway, generally. And that's in big part because people believes it does. It also allows you to go backwards and sit quietly for a little bit to reflect and get a more clear picture, perhaps, rather than rushing in and doing something the same old way you would have done it, that there is a lot of value right now, I'm finding, in taking that moment and just stopping and saying, is it really like, what, like, is this really that important? Or is it just an attachment to wanting things to run the same way they used to, so it's not so stressful to work? And so I'm really energetically tuning into everybody and shifting that. And the card that came up right away, right here, this is Ajay. And Ajay was the very first dragon that appeared. I just love this. You know, my dragons have a funny sense of humor. So she was the very first one. She appeared in 2007 in my living room when I had just completed the requirements to for internship of the program I was taking. And then I was going to be able to go out and teach. And that's what I did for 5 years back and forth. I was given permission to teach the Yuen method. And that was my baseline for my energy work. And this dragon showed up in my kitchen. She's got stickers on her because now my deck of cards, now that they're complete, there's 64 of them. And they decided that, like, I didn't realize, because as I'm going through them, once the last one, which is neutrality, was done, I realized there is a major arcana in the deck. And they told, and as soon as I realized that, it was like, oh, this one here, this one there, this one numbered there. And it all made so much sense. But what I didn't realize until Stuart and I were cataloging them is that there's a second set of identical twins in the deck. And that is and I could never get the numbers quite right to add up. And that's because that is unfettered. And so I just want to explain that unfettered is the beautiful pink and green dragon that's falling in love. But the more pink version of her, which is just highlighting the pink in her with the lettering and stuff, is the cosmic heart, which is the heart that we all are engaging with right now as we're doing energy work. And then the green more of the pink and green dragon is that's falling star. And she's actually the heart, the physical heart in my energetic shifts. And she's also the heart chakra connection for your heart. So I just wanted to make sure I clarified that for those of you who already have the cards and were wondering why they were feeling so different this week. We have a quick break to take. I'm taking callers, 1-800-930-2819. I'm in the mood for shifting some energy. And if you would like to call in, we will see what we can do to help you get your shift together. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark, joining Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny Radio, and we're also live on Facebook. All this time, I've been saying I have a YouTube channel. I did, but no, I wasn't doing anything. So I took it down. I didn't even know it was there. I thought it was the Transformation Talk Radio one. So I will have a new YouTube channel coming up on April 28th. That will be for the official modern day Dragon Sayers, where I'm going to actually take this out and read online on YouTube starting at the end of April as part of training for my official Modern Day Dragon Sayers program, which now that the deck is complete, I have that program coming out on September 3rd of this year. And you'll be ready to hang your shingle by January of 2022. You'll be able to do the readings. I'll have marketing support for that, for creating your own channel or whatever, or if you just want to do it at home. So that's one of the programs that I'm very excited to announce. I also wanted to say that there's a reason why Anjay showed up, and that is because this pearl that she's holding in her claws, that pearl is this ornament here. And this was the last painting. And it was so interesting because my daughter, I realized like half her life, she's heard about these paintings because I've been doing them for 14 years. And she knew right away. She went out and bought a bunch of black and white swans and she was giving them to people. And I'm like, what are you doing? I haven't even shown her this. And she goes, I don't know. I keep dreaming about all these black and white swans. Okay. She said they make people happy. So this is the kind of way that the dragons work. And we do have a caller who's called in, and I want to take that call. I just wanted to say for everybody that next week I normally would have a guest, and I could feel, I was just saying to Olivia, I could feel the energy coming in the last few days that I'm going to keep next week also for energetically shifting. I want you to know that if you're listening to this now, you're listening to it later, that you will still energetically get calmer. That is my goal, because I feel that people, what's coming up is, I was talking before the break about this level of frustration. And what you have to understand with Tales from the Vector is that your dragons are, the dragons represent those things, those fears, those positive and negative things about yourself that you have to face. And so we all have our own dragons to face. And when we face them and we do it in strength and we energetically shift, we start to realize that it's not how horrible we are that's bothering us. It's our the potential that is just laying there. Just like in the tarot, that's usually like for love expressed with cups. Abundance is cups. And it's kind of like seeing all the cups laying on the ground right now. And a lot of people, because of the isolation, are at, like, if you can look it up online, if someone is put in isolation, what happens to them over a certain period of time, psychologically, physiologically, et cetera. And I, as I said, I want everybody, and then I'm going to take this caller. I want everybody to understand something right now, that I've tested this on many different levels. And there are a lot of people leaving the planet right now. But when I test it, there's a lot of the population in general is quite aged at this time when in comparison to how it used to be, say, like 200 years ago, even 100 years ago, it's coming up. So we're just going to get everybody, like, there's a lot of people on the world, yes, but it's coming up that the individual does not feel the power that they used to produce. And so I want to strengthen everybody just to realize that you might have to adjust your internal timing clock to slow down just a little bit to what the 3D world is doing right now, as everybody kind of, there's just a warp right now. It's the best way I can explain it. There's a warp that's creating, and we talked about this on last week's show, that it's creating a fluctuation in the energy field that is causing people to not feel like they're standing on solid ground. So we're going to take this caller, Olivia. And we'll pick another card right away and we'll just see what's going on.
Yeah. Let's see. We've got Julie from Ontario. Julie, you are on with Colette Marie Steffen.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, Julie. So you called in last
Hi.
Week. Hi. Yes.
I did. Yeah.
And can you share with us, if you are willing to, your experience? Because I haven't talked to you since then. And I just want to see if you noticed a shift or what was going on for you.
Yeah, I called in last week because my balance has been kind of wobbly.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like some things have stabilized, but I there's another wave of there's a lot of emotion and grief kind of coming up.
Can you get in touch with that grief? Just feel it.
Yeah.
What number would you give it on a scale 0 to 10, 10 being like, oh my God, horrible, worst, to 0, neutral?
I'm getting an 8.
And, yeah. Is there a particular place in your body that you're feeling the energy?
Throat comes up at the pelvic area.
Mm-hmm. This is what I noticed. So this is something that I really want to share also, because I'm a little bit behind on getting the content advertised for my programs. And this was what was coming up because I was working on finalizing the Be Irresistible face yoga program that I'm starting on Singles Awareness Day, better known as Valentine's Day. And I'm going to have that at 6 o'clock in the morning every morning and for half an hour. And I'm going to do a warm up, 2 poses, a face wash to show you, and also an energetic upgrade and to strengthen people to move forward in their day. And so you can drop in for the day. You can do it a week, a month, a year. This is something that on those morning classes, I'm going to work on the forehead. That's where I want to start because this is where we hold a lot of stress. And then in the evening at 9 o'clock Pacific time, I'm having the sweet dreams, you know, the pillow talk. And that one is more like 2 poses, a cool down. And it's about setting the tone for your sleep and letting go and releasing energetically what is not serving you. Because as we fall into a state of sleep, our subconscious and unconscious mind are still going. And so it's valuable to, before you fall asleep, to get into this state where you looked after. And here's Stella. She's coming to say hello to those of you who haven't seen Stella. She's late for work. So we're going to strengthen this for everybody, and for you as an individual, evening, I'm going to work on the jaw. So I'm going to work on the top of the head, and I'm going to start with the jaw in the evenings. And the reason I want to do that is because, and I'll explain this through, I'm going to share little tidbits, but my main goal with the face yoga poses, etc., and the face yoga program is to put people into this meditative state that allows them to wake up in the morning feeling refreshed and free of worry and ready to go for the day, and then strengthening that moving forward. Olivia, can we just skip the break here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. Because, and what I'm getting for you is, in particular, Julie, is your jaw. We need to adjust your jaw now. So energetically, you have chakras also in your face. And so your jaw is kind of like your base chakra. And so the base chakra is about attitude. It's about survival. And I'm going to pull a card. I don't know if that will be the card that comes up. But this is about, oh, here we go. And this makes sense. I pulled the card attachment. So this is one of the karmic spaces that Majaya Sati Bhagavati identified as the first one. And this is so crucial for all of us to recognize. We can become very attached to the old way, the old story. I had Greg Braden on my show a couple times, and he is such a gentleman. It was such a pleasure to have him on. He talked about this, about how people, when like things like this happen, disasters happen, how people get kind of like stuck in the old ways, and they want to move, like they don't, they want things to go back to normal. And I've explained several times on this show and this, you know, about how it's impossible to go back to the exact same time and place in the exact same way. It's absolutely not possible. And so when people attempt to do that, they end up very frustrated. The attachment card means that, see, once you become attached to something, then people tend to start abusing their power. Like say someone is really attached to money, then then they want more money, then that's when some people will go, I'm going to abuse my power and get money. And when people abuse their power, then it leads to the karmic space of the need to be right, because, you know, nobody wants to be the creep that abuses their power. And yet we do it all day, every day, most of us, without even realizing we're doing it or really noticing that we are. And so that's what's coming up as the main energetic shift, is letting go of the attachment to, and what's coming up also is the poem by Marianne Williamson about, what is it? Your fear is not, or your inadequacy is not your greatest fear. It's your greatness. And that's what I have found with so many people. Right now, I recognize it's very challenging. I personally have had a very challenging week. My neighbors have had a very challenging week. My neighbor lost his father a few days ago, and his mother's been sick in the hospital, and nobody got to see, you know, they managed to see each other for the funeral for a little bit. But you can, the pressure that people are under when they're under these situations anyway. I also have a client that I want to just say hello to, because I can feel you. And she's from Australia, and I'm day and a half ahead. So, she contacted me, and she's been married, or with her partner for 30 some years, and he passed two days ago now. And because she's a client of mine for about 7 years, and because I have worked with him and on him, he came through very loud, and she booked a session with me, and we couldn't connect online. And then we tried to connect on phone, and it just went haywire. Like there was no way we were going to talk. And he came through very loud and clear though. And a lot of times people that are making their transition already are way more on the other side than people realize. That happened with my mom. Like, and I asked Ma about this before she passed. I sat down and I asked her, like, you know, when people are making their transition from this lifetime into the next, is it common for them to get angry with each other? Because I've noticed this. And she said, yes, because they love each other so much. It's the only way that they can say goodbye to each other. And so I'm just, I can feel the energy of this beautiful gentleman coming through. Just wanting to, it's kind of like he wants to hug everybody that's listening right now. and just reassure everybody, it's not that it's okay. Okay. That's what he's doing right now. And he came through at exactly the time that he passed. I was out in my yard and I sat down on my deck and I felt the need just to watch the birds. I have a raven that I rescued a few years back when it got smoked out when the fires were here. And that raven comes back almost every day now to sit in the tree to laugh and talk to me. Sometimes it sends its friends. And it was out there and I realized, oh, he just passed. And then she emailed me and she said, he just passed. So understand that your connection with your loved ones is much stronger than you realize. And many times the way that they will come through is through electronics. And I'm getting that right now because everybody's nervous system is wired like more like for fear. It's creating kind of like that. It's coming up like a synapse in the, like it's just like the timing for a lot of people's nervous system is off a little bit because of the timing of the planet right now, if that makes any sense to anyone. So we're just going to strengthen that. I just want to check in with you, Julie.
Yeah, definitely was feeling.
Yeah, because you called in last week, and after you called in, I had so many clients express gratitude for you for calling in. Because a lot of people have been telling me that exact thing, like my feet don't work right. Like they just don't feel like they're landing on the ground properly or something. And a lot of them are noticing when I tell them to, you know, go to this baseline, which is here in your jaw and also at your pelvic floor, that we're just going to strengthen that running the energy strong through that and recognizing that, you know, you're strong from the top to the bottom, basically, like the bottom from the bottom, actually. So, Olivia, where are we time-wise?
Oh, we're at about 36, so you can go a little longer if you...
Okay, good. All right. I just want to check in with you one more time, Julie. Did you notice a difference in your ability to be able to feel more balance?
Overall, for the week, a little bit more, but I was still, like, a little bit of wobble.
Were you feeling it? Because when I test it now, it was coming. It's coming more from your knees.
Okay.
Than from your ankles, which is where it was coming from before more. So I'm just strengthening this for you and also for those listening in, because this is something that I learned in psychosomatics. And it's something that a lot of people can try. And it's something, it's why I'm so fascinated with the face yoga, because of how it was kind of like this missing ingredient of how the muscles are interconnected from the face to the body and like kind of what we face through the day and what those minor interconnections are in the systems of the body on a general level that affect people kind of across the board. And people would be really, really interested to know also, because what's coming up for you and for a lot of people right now is just when people thought, oh, things were going to get better, it's that feeling of things going even more haywire. And so we want to strengthen everybody to recognize that it's very natural and normal for your body to go back to homeostasis if you allow it to. And so that's what's really important for people right now to understand. And so we're just going to pull another card here, and then I'm going to take the next caller before we go to our break here. And this is the card that came up. So this is... my card that is actually going to be the Lovers card in the Major Arcana for the deck. And what it's saying, this is like a Gemini card also. So this is about us having to be almost like two people now. The person that we were before all this happened and the person that we are now. And then also what's coming up is who is the person that we're going to be in the future. So instead of feeling like there's this spin, I'm just going to strengthen everybody to their energetic tail so that there's a third leg there to stabilize people when they go weak energetically. And that feels way stronger. Can I just check in with you, Julie? What number are you at?
One.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, by the break, it'll be back. And I, so Olivia, we could take a break now and then we'll take the next caller after.
Yeah,
thank you, Julie. I need some water.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about Care Hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your Care Hero tip of the day. As a child, I took dance lessons. I would twirl through the grocery store, leap from aisle to aisle, and dance anywhere I could. One day, while giving my parents their medications, I realized that dance was my medicine. And when I took my medicine, I was more patient and focused, and my emotional and spiritual tank was filled with more of everything I needed to be a better caregiver and daughter to my parents. I realized that self-care was not selfish, but rather self-love, and that it was essential to my ability to be resilient and to recharge and thrive instead of merely survive. So now, when I need to recharge, I turn up the volume and dance it off. What's your medicine? Tune into my show to learn more. See you the second and fourth Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Network, and we're live on Facebook, and I got little Stella in my lap. She's my co-host. She's purring away here. The energy is feeling really quite gentle right now for these days. Olivia, we have a caller here who's been patiently waiting. Can you put her on, please?
Yeah, we've got Erin from Kelowna. Erin, you're on with Colette Marie Steffen.
Hello.
Hi, Erin from Kelowna. Hello. Have we met?
You know it. Yes, we have met.
Okay,
I think you might know me as a different name, though.
Oh, okay, cool. So what can I? Because this is funny. I've tested that we've met, but I don't recognize your name. So that's why I was asking.
My name is Kelowna.
Oh, okay, cool. So yeah. What can I do for you today?
I felt the need to call in. I've been feeling, well, it's funny that you're talking about frustration today, because yesterday I was feeling so frustrated and so irritable and annoyed, and I couldn't peg exactly what it was that was making me feel that way.
Okay, so can you just get in touch with that right now? And
yeah.
just
cry.
Okay, that's good. Because it wasn't, you suppressed it. Because just before you came on the show, I started to cough. And that's a form of suppression of expression. And so I could feel my throat closing in as I was feeling your energy come in. And I find it very interesting that your name is Faith, because right now, that card, that last one I showed, is about having faith. And so I'm going to draw another card, and look at this. Like, I couldn't write this. Well, I could. I have, but no one believes me. This is the Aquarius card. So basically, the dragons are saying, welcome to the age of Aquarius. We're here. That's what they're saying. And that's why you're crying. Today is my cat Pearl's birthday. She would have been 15. And she was born 1 year to the day, exactly the day that Ange, my first dragon, showed up with that pearl of wisdom, which is now painted here 14 years later. And it was so crazy, because my life has been for 14 years, oh, I should just take a few hours here to paint a dragon, and a few hours. And it's so weird for me for not to have a dragon to paint right now. And that's kind of just, you know what I mean? Like, and I thought about it, and it, when I had, like, some people might understand this, like, I always have loved dogs, and I had dogs for 30 years. So when I let go of my last dog, it was the first time in 30 years that I did not have a dog. And it's been like, it's still taken me a long time to get over it. And I feel like you have nailed what is bothering the general population around the world right now, is there's all this information coming in, but there's just so much of it that is coming from so many places that it's hard to understand why it's having the major effect on your emotional state that it is. That's what's coming up for you. But
yeah,
I talked to several people, and yesterday, the day before, were like hard, hard days for a lot of people, just so you know. So I didn't have time to check in if there was an astrological element or whatever, but that is part of it. But just the fact that the age of Aquarius, this isn't a bad thing. We aren't going to label it good or bad. Let's not take this experience that we're all having right now and automatically label it as a bad experience. That will empower us right there. And it is challenging, because there's a lot that is not that fun about it. So we're just going to strengthen that fun. I talk about being the fun facilitator. Having said that, I realized I might need to identify for other people what I mean by fun. like fun for me is pursuing knowledge. Right. So in the pursuit of knowledge, I'll go to Peru, I'll go to Egypt, I'll go wherever. And so for me not to be able to do that was very frustrating and actually really fundamentally scares me. And then I realized that this is in many ways a reset for us to be able, it's a gift to be able to reset. You know, on my new, new site with a big, beautiful blank canvas there, I say you are a blank canvas. You may as well paint a rainbow. That's in one of my visions from ayahuasca. Because
that's great.
It, and it is. And that is a choice. I have worked with people who have been through such horrendous, horrendous things. Oh my God. It just like, oh. And they are still fundamentally joyful. You know, so yeah, that you felt that, right? Even this beautiful soul who's been my client, who just lost her partner of 39 years, was joyful as she wept. Do you understand? Like, and so what you're going through right now while you're crying so much is what I call sentimental sadness. I've cried a lot of tears too because of the sadness of what humanity has been reduced to. Okay, so we're just going to strengthen.
Detached from like watching anything or even conversing about much of it, just because it's so much and it's still hitting me.
Okay, so I just want to check with Olivia. Olivia, how much time do we have?
Just about 8 minutes.
Good. I don't want to open cans of worms that leave people like even feeling more. You know, so I want to get a baseline from you now because you feel way stronger now. On a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like I'm freaking out and 0 being nah, I can handle this. You don't have to like it to be happy, by the way. You don't have to like any of this. You don't have to agree with any of it. You don't have, that's what's coming up for you. It's like for you, if you say that you, that this isn't 100% bad and it's horrible and blah, 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 then you are giving permission for this to happen. That's what's coming up weak for you. And so our silence speaks louder than our words. Have you noticed that? Tell me about that. That's what's coming up. That's totally what's coming up for you. Tell me about that. What does the word silence mean to you?
When I'm silent, people wonder what's wrong with me. People know that there's something going on.
You mean you might be thinking. So they're right. Throw that thought out. And feel. See, it's important to plug into your heart. And I'm not saying don't think. I'm not saying don't think. I'm saying think. And then, you know, make sure you're plugged into the heart so you can feel for the answer. But you need to think. You need to have a logical question. And the better the question, the better the answer. The more complicated the question when you're doing energy work, the more complicated the answer. So we're just going to get everybody strong to this. Instead of saying, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening? Why, which I'm getting is what a lot of people are falling into right now because people are tired. And as I said, you can look it up, but when you isolate people, there is a time frame of what happens to people psychologically, mentally, physically, emotionally. And this is what's happening. Yeah. And a lot of people are telling me that they feel total despair. And a lot of people are saying when they're in this state to me, and it's just a simple energetic shift. This is nothing is forever. Nothing. Nothing. So let's get everybody strong to that. It's okay to be in nothing, and it's okay to be in everything. And that's what's bothering everybody, because nothing's the same except some things that you don't want to be the same, like taxes, death, money problems, relationship issues are coming up, lack of purposeful communication. And a lot of people are blaming that on what has happened. And I'm saying what has happened is occurring because of that. People have the sequence of events are not in the right sequence. So this was all happening before. This has been happening for a very long time. It has been happening, like if you look at North Korea, it has been like people being, there's concentration camps there. And we're watching it on TV now, on YouTube anyway. You can see them as they go about their horrible day. I just watched a video like that on YouTube and I was horrified for humanity. So that is, we are being tested right now. That's what I'm getting. And we've been through one test. And so some people are coming out of it and they're like, like some people made good money and some people, really applied themselves and they straightened their lives out. And there's so many good things, so-called positive good things that came out of it, which I would rather refer to as strong improvements in society, strong improvements in what's coming up is being able to highlight what the weaknesses actually are that we have been living so that we don't pretend they're not weaknesses anymore as humanity. And so right there, when I get into, what number are you at?
I'm probably about a 3.
Yeah. Did you feel that? That drop? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Olivia, how much time?
Just about 2.5 minutes.
Okay, good. Because I'm going to take another half minute here because I'm using your energy to strengthen everybody around this, because this is coming up like generally pretty much 99.99% of the people on the planet are feeling this weakness right now. And what I want, that's what it is. Okay, so the dragons, like they've been like so excited, like they're uncontrolled. Like sometimes when I'm at seminars and stuff, they'll set the, like the energy, people get so excited that it sets off smoke alarms and stuff. And last night I had a client it wasn't an emergency, but she's a longtime client and she realized, hey, I just realized I'm really weak to something and it matters. Would you have time for me tonight? And so I did. And as soon as we got on the phone, we couldn't hear each other for about 3 minutes because all the smoke alarm, there was fire engines going by, there was police going by. I'm like, what the hell's happening? She goes, I don't know. And so that's what we're going very, very, like if we hear a siren or we hear any bad news, I'm getting it throwing people to a 10. You know what used to make people feel like a 3 is making people feel like a 10 now. Mm-hmm. So we're going to lower that down.
Yep.
And we're going to strengthen everybody to shine their love from their heart, which by the way, when I am working with people on a general level, I see lights come on of the people that are energetically tuned in. And for every light of strength and good and love and joy, it cancels out so much darkness. And so people need to realize that. Shine your light bright, be kind, and then you'll feel better. How does that feel to you?
That feels wonderful.
Doesn't it?
I'm looking out the clouds and I see a dragon in the clouds. It's totally a dragon in the clouds right now.
What a beautiful way to end the show. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. Thank you, Olivia, for producing the show. You know, and to everybody out there, you know, don't give up now. Like, that's what a lot of people, I just can't do it anymore. No. Stand in your power, stand in your strength, go to your heart. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8:00 a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.